Chapter 17. The gluten factor of the personality. Great new possibilities develop for the pupil on that path, but also great dangers when the gluten factor in the blood, which determines its consistency and therefore the system's sinful nature, is broken up and changed by the present-day cosmic rays on the basis of the already sinful state of crystallization to which Carl von Eckartshausen rightly drew attention. These dangers have frequently been discussed with you, but it is necessary to draw your attention emphatically to one special danger. It is a phenomenon with which you will certainly be confronted on your way to the liberating life. It is the danger of illness caused by the alteration of the gluten factor. When the Aquarius radiations strike the gluten factor in your blood and find you unprepared and unwilling to cooperate with the process, a susceptibility arises to 5 different bodily afflictions. 5 groups of illnesses which correspond with the 5 soul fluids. These illnesses manifest themselves as follows. 1. In the serpent fire, resulting in afflictions of the spinal cord or the spinal column. 2. In the consciousness fluid, resulting in afflictions of and in the head. 3. In the endocrine system, resulting in afflictions of the whole body and places and organs, which are governed specifically by the various endocrine organs. 4. In the nervous system, resulting in afflictions of the nerves, and lastly, and primarily. 5. In the blood, the basic soul fluid, resulting in afflictions of the blood with all their extensive, far-reaching consequences. It is, of course, not our intention to go into details with respect to all these illnesses, their consequences, and their treatment, as is usually done, if only because we do not consider ourselves competent to do so. Our aim is to bring home to you that there are 5 illnesses nowadays which cannot be explained from the blood of birth or from infections, that there is no single direct dialectical cause, and neither is there any form of predestination involved, and that these waves of illnesses, which will increasingly afflict mankind, can neither be cured nor contained with the help of any remedy or dialectical therapy whatever. For if one wants to find the cause of all these bodily afflictions, one can only ascertain that the beginning lies in the change of the gluten factor brought about by the rays of the water bearer. One cannot and indeed must not fight this change, but one must begin to cooperate with it, with one's entire being and one's entire life, mystically, philosophically, and practically. The Last Supper, the Holy Supper, is therefore not only desirable, not simply a mystical height you can decide whether or not to climb. No, it concerns a resurrection or a fall. It is obvious, and you need not be a prophet to see it, as it were, before you, that presently the negative dematerialization of the masses will be strongly accelerated through the fire of Uranus, which will mow down mankind through great epidemics and waves of illness. Cronos Saturn, in the service of Uranus, will go out over the world with his scythe, as is told in many myths. So is it not glorious and liberating that you have been invited to go out to meet the water bearer in order to attune yourself positively to the new era which has opened its gates before you? Is it not a liberating joy that you have been invited to prepare the Holy Supper for all your brothers and sisters? For by being like that and acting in that way, you can prevent much suffering and sorrow for countless people who, through you, will be called to the wedding chamber. See the magnitude of the love given you by the Father. May your faith be great also. May your hope be dynamic and united with the aim. May your love be world-encompassing.